All right, good news. Your chance to win Pappy Van Winkle. That's right. Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board is going to auction off some Pappies, baby. It's the best news I can think of to start the day. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. We are preparing for a massive war with Russia. That's the bad news. 855-839-1210 is our number. New York State shoots down the mask mandate. Unconstitutional. That's a big win. But it only applies in New York State. But still a good win. 855-839-1210. Hope your morning is off to a good start. Apparently today is a day to enjoy being outside because we've got another huge cold Arctic air snap coming through, which is awesome. And then possibly more snow coming up this weekend. So enjoy it. But no, I'll tell you about your chance to maybe get your hands on some Pappy. It's very difficult to get Pappy Van Winkle, as you know. If you're a bourbon aficionado, not easy. Not easy, but worth it. I'm told. Worth it, I am told. All right, Dawn, good morning. What is going on as we begin our Tuesday morning today?
Good morning, and you're right. We do have a warm-up in store, the forecast, in just a moment. And Zilli Show News Live this Tuesday morning is brought to you by BQ Basements and Concrete. So an incredible rescue situation when an 11-year-old boy was rushed to the hospital after suffering burn injuries during a bonfire in South Jersey. But authorities say it was an older teenager who actually got to the scene, grabbed the 11-year-old, did stop, drop, and roll, and ultimately put out that fire. So many of the fire authorities crediting this the teenager who did the right thing. It happened at a home on the 100 block of Ramblewood Parkway. This is Mount Laurel, South Jersey, around 6 o'clock dinner time last night. So apparently this 11-year-old was pouring gasoline and creating a bonfire in the backyard, and that caused two explosions. So ultimately, the firefighters, Mount Laurel firefighters, were called to the scene, and the boy was rescued. In fact, he's in the hospital this morning in serious condition. But fire authorities reminding everybody, you want to take the proper safety precautions when starting a bonfire and supervise kids. But ultimately, really crediting that older teenager boy for saving the day and saving that 11-year-old who's hospitalized this morning. Again, serious condition, but expected that these are not life-threatening injuries. There's a steam leak at an energy plant in the Grays Ferry section of Philadelphia, and it is so annoying. Remember about a year ago, we had what's that smell in Philadelphia? Now it's what's that noise? So neighbors are saying this thing is just constant. It is deafening. It is so annoying. So we're told that the crews to fix this steam leak at this plant are actually on the scene this morning to fix it. But a lot of complaints by neighbors. And in New Jersey, Exelon Generation says it's testing the sirens at the Oyster Creek Generating Station in Forked River for 3 minutes today at noon. So they're just warning neighbors that the energy company wants to conduct its semi-annual full-volume test of its emergency warning sirens. So maybe, you know, for the baby's nap, don't choose noon if you can control that one. It's going to be loud. All right. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast today. We are going up to 43 degrees and a bright, sunny stretch through the week. However, enjoy today's warmer weather. Tomorrow, we drop back down to 30 degrees with your high, but still bright, sunny weather. So your wet basement is one storm away. Why wait to fix a problem that's affecting the value of your greatest asset, your home? Call BQ today for a free waterproofing assessment, and you don't have to live through another storm. To learn more, visit basementsbybq.com. That's basementsbybq.com. It's the Zilli Show News Live Tuesday edition.
All right, Dawn, thank you. Yeah, so the sound of the steam sound, it doesn't sound good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Steam sound.
Annoying. And it's
nerve-wracking.
Going on days.
Well, because you don't want to hear the steam sound turn into a ba-boom sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess when it was owned by a different company in 2016, the thing did explode.
Yeah.
So everybody has reason, you know, to be a little nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. I would say that probably would make people a little bit on edge, because that would not be fun if that happens. What now? How long is the sound going to last, or is it just going to last? Is that just it now? We just got to live with the sound.
Well, they're saying that, and this is Vicinity Energy on Christian Street. So they're saying that they are working now, and they should have this. It's a steam leak, so they got to fix it But within, you know, by tonight, they hope to stop the volume. But it's just
stop the volume.
Stop the volume. Stop the volume.
Stop the volume. All right. Well, that's good. Very good. All right. Well, the question, of course, is what's going to happen with World War III here. We're watching that as the president. Yeah, it's crazy, right? 8,500 troops on standby, but potentially getting ready to send in as many as 50,000 if necessary to deal with Russia. And Putin, of course, not backing down anytime soon. So we got that going for us, which is nice. We also have, and this is very exciting now. So, you know, I have friends in politics, and everybody in politics drinks bourbon for the most part. If you drink bourbon. At least you have a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. It's kind of a thing. Everybody drinks a little bit of bourbon in politics. If you drink. And everybody always wants to get their hand on Pappy Van Winkle. Pappy, as it's known. And it's very difficult to get Pappy. It's considered one of the world's, if not the world's greatest bourbon. But it's also kind of considered that because it's very hard to come by. So people always want what they can't have. And since 2002, the Van Winkle bourbons have been produced at the Buffalo Trace Distillery. Buffalo Trace is a good bourbon, by the way. It's very good bourbon. But they're produced by Pappy Van Winkle's grandson using recipes dating back four generations, and they're among the most sought after in the world. Wine Enthusiast Magazine and the World Spirits Championship have rated Pappy Van Winkle, the 20-year-old bourbon, 99 out of 100. It's pretty good. So they're going to do drawings for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board to for your chance to get your hands on one of these bottles, all right? Now, here's what you got to do. You have to, first of all, be able to buy one. So you got to be of age. You got to be a Pennsylvania resident or a license holder. There'll be drawings conducted for each of the limited release whiskeys. Lottery participants may opt into one, several, or all of the drawings. The right to purchase is limited to one bottle per participant per the lottery, all right? If you win the right to purchase a bottle in a drawing within the lottery, you'll be removed from subsequent drawings in the lottery. All right. Now, because these incredibly popular bourbons, they say, are aged for at least 10 years, annual production numbers cannot meet the current demand for these products. So what they're going to do then is they're going to do this as a little bit of a lottery then for your chance to buy it. All right. This year's allocation of Pappy features significantly fewer bottles of the 10, 12, and 15-year-old products than in previous years due to lower-than-anticipated barrel yields. Probably because COVID. I would imagine because COVID. There is no 2021 release of the Van Winkle Family Reserve Straight Rye Whiskey 13-year-old. That is, again, probably because COVID. So here's what they have now. These are going to be what they're going to you can bid on to your chance to buy it. Pappy Van Winkle's Family Reserve Straight Bourbon, 23-year-old, 95 proof, $399 each. Now, that's a bargain because most people will buy that and then resell it online for a lot more money. 31 bottles for individual consumers, 10 bottles for licensees. All right, so again, you get the lottery, you win the lottery, you have to buy it then, your chance to buy it anyway. If you don't buy it, then somebody else will. Pappy Van Winkle's Family Reserve Straight Bourbon, 15-year-old, 107 proof. Good way to start the day, by the way. A little 107 proof, you know what I mean? $150 each, 59 bottles available for individuals, 19 for licensees. Pappy's Family Reserve Straight Bourbon, 20-year-old, 90 proof, $250 each. Old Rip Van Winkle Handmade Straight Bourbon, 10-year-old, 107 proof, $90 each. Van Winkle's Special Reserve Straight Bourbon, 12-year-old, at a bargain, $100 each, 537 bottles available for individual consumers. That's your best bet, trying to get your hand on the Van Winkle Special Reserve. All right? So good luck. Yes?
No, I'm just
listening. I thought somebody was.
I'm trying to look it up on their site because they have it on the front, but then they kind of hide it.
Well, you have to create an account with FWGS.com. Fine Wine and Good Spirits.
Yeah.
All right, and you got to go there, and if you do that, then you can enter to win the chance to buy this incredibly rare bourbon, resell it on YouTube. eBay, YouTube maybe.
YouTube
I don't know.
Too. YouTube.
Sure.
Fine.
Why not? Right.
23-year Family Reserve Pappy Van Winkle is going on thewhiskeyvault.com for $8,700.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I mean. If you can win this and buy a bottle for $400, you can drink it. You could sell it. You could invite your friends over and then give them crappy bourbon in a different bottle and make them think they're getting Pappy. You know what I mean? You can, in other words, like you do the double, the sleight of hand.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You pour them the pappy, but then you give them the, you know, the stuff in the plastic bottle. And then they'll think it's pappy, and in their mind, it'll taste like pappy. And of course, you can go to a friend's house who has pappy when they're away on vacation, like we did to our friend Frank. And then you can drink it and then just refill it with iced tea. He'll never know the difference.
That's not right. That's
you know what I mean? Right. He'll never know the difference. Or just refill it with Buffalo Trace. I mean, pfft, you know?
Most people won't know the difference. I mean,
so much of this is a mind game. You know, when they tell you something's going to be good, your mind makes it so. So
absolutely.
If you have pappy, it's probably not good and you should give it to me. But no, if you can get your hand on that, that's 23-year-old, 95-proof bourbon, $400. Then you could resell it for, what'd you say it was going for, how much?
On thewhiskeyvault.com, it is going for $87.64.
Yeah.
Meaning
because
like
people,
8,764,
there are super rich people with just too much money. They don't know what to do with their money. So they go, well, I'll just buy bourbon and collect it, which is great. And then they don't drink it. They just let it sit there and collect. And that's fantastic, I guess, if you can do that. But those are the kind of people that will buy your pappy. And you can make some serious coinage right there.
Yeah. So,
the hell with them. Just drink it.
Are you entering this? Because if you are.
I can. I'm not a Pennsylvania resident.
Oh, crap.
So. You know, I hope somebody can do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it for me. If you do it and you win, I'll buy it.
Yeah, I already entered.
Good.
Yeah.
And I will try for all of them. You know what I mean? Go for all of them.
Yeah, you got to in these kind of things, you just check them all and hope that you get at least one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Your best chance is probably going to be the Van Winkle Special Reserve Straight Bourbon 12-year because that's 537 bottles. Now, what does that go for on the resale market, do you know?
I'm looking for it right now. The 10-year or 15-year?
The 12-year.
Oh, the 12-year. I don't see that. So the 15-year is going for $3,500.
Mm.
The 10-year is going for, let's just round up and say $1,500. Let me see 12-year. Wow, yeah, it's going for, there's a Nestor Liquors. It's going for $3,500. But if you go to like Wooden Cork, it's like $1,700. I mean, it's all of it is expensive, so let's not, like, you know.
Right. None of it's cheap. And you can't walk into your local liquor store and ask for Pappy Van Winkle to laugh at you.
Yeah.
And if you go to a place that has it, you know, a glass of it's going to be several hundred dollars.
Yep.
Because that's what people will pay for it. If you can go, if you're lucky enough to find a restaurant that has it or a bar that has it and you get it, please don't mix it with Coke.
I feel like that's a shot at me and millennials.
Or ginger ale.
Yeah.
Please don't.
No.
Well, you know, there's probably some millennial who's a tech billionaire who has Pappy and mixes it with ginger ale just because he can.
Yeah.
And you see, that's why I hate him already, just even thinking about that.
Well, I told you I got called out for putting too much ice in my bourbon on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
I think the exact quote was, this ain't lemonade, bro.
Right. Well, you know what? That was good advice you were given, which is why I told you to get those little ice cube things that don't melt.
Yeah.
Because you water it down, then you might as well have a pappy in water.
So your suggestion. Wait, have you ever had pappy?
No.
Okay.
No. No. Maybe once in one of my blackouts. I don't quite remember, but I don't think so. I don't think I've been lucky enough. I have friends that have had pappy.
Yeah.
Because what they did is they drank my friend Frank's pappy and then they refilled. He doesn't know this. And then they refilled it with, and I hope he's not listening. They refilled it with just like Jim Beam or something.
It's not right.
And he has no idea. He has no taste. You know what I mean?
That's not right.
So he's, you know, everybody comes over and he's like, oh, look at my pappy. And everybody's like, this is Jim Beam, but he doesn't know this. You know what I mean? Because he was away on vacation and they had the code to his house. So, but that's what I highly recommend doing if you have the opportunity. If you have a friend who's dumb enough to leave pappy out and give you the code to his house.
So we.
But you don't want to mix it with orange juice either.
Orange juice?
Some people do. I mean, there's a lot of bad taste out there. So there's no accounting for it. You know what I mean? But no, when you get something like this, you don't want to water it down. This is why people put ice in red wine. I don't understand that. All you're doing is watering it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Red wine, by the way, a new study came out. Red wine can fight COVID. Congrats. You're welcome.
Oh.
You're welcome, America. Congratulations.
You must be super immune.
I was just going to say.
This is the only reason why, because I've been wondering, how come I haven't gotten this thing?
Yeah, me too.
This is the only answer I can think of, because every time I'm around people in large-scale groups, I'm drinking red wine.
Yep. Yep.
So clearly my immunity is, I am impenetrable at this point.
That's incredible.
But also, remember, the study came out, that you are COVID is least likely to shed from somebody's body due to their circadian rhythm mm-hmm. at night. So if you're out like 7-8 o'clock at night, you're least likely to catch it or give it, even if somebody's asymptomatic, because that's the least shedding.
Yeah, and that's also when I'm drinking the most red wine.
So combine the two.
Yeah, the least shedding and the most red wine at the same time. And then you see, boom, there I go. I'm immune. No, they say this, what they say. They say that drinking red wine helps fight COVID, which is great. They also did a huge study, a peer-reviewed study out of Brazil, showing that ivermectin, the mocked drug ivermectin that Joe Rogan took, actually does reduce hospitalization. According to the study that came out, 44% reduction in COVID-19 infection rate in favor of the group that took ivermectin versus the group that didn't. So there you go. And if you do take ivermectin with the red wine and you do it between 7 and 8 p.m., you're probably going to be good, I guess. I don't know. I'm not. And if you drink Pappy Van Winkle, too. Actually, if you have Pappy, you won't get COVID because you won't leave your friggin' house. You know what I mean? You just sit home and enjoy drinking Pappy Van Winkle. Yep. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number. We got a lot to get to today. Not all of it is as uplifting as your chance to become a very rich person by getting Pappy Van Winkle. It is, it's war. It's war with Russia. It's all kinds of craziness that's happening right now. So we'll talk about that as the show progresses. 855-839-1210. Very excited. New sponsor of the show, our newest sponsor, Prof. Gatsby's Heating and Cooling. I'm really excited about these guys. They're coming over to my house on Thursday to service my furnace. And, you know, I've heard about them for years. And Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling has hundreds of five-star reviews and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you're in South Jersey like I am, this is the company you want to call. Right now, they're going to give you up to $1,500 off a full system replacement. And listen, with energy costs the way they are, if you need a new system, probably now is the best time to do it because you can still save money this winter and have a comfortable home. And it's just, you know, these efficient systems save you a ton of money. Let Professor Gatsby's take care of all of your home's HVAC needs, the tune-ups, the service, and of course, the new systems. Learn more at profgatsby.com. That's profgatsby.com. Profgatsby.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Morning. Great to be with you this morning, 855-839-1210. Big story of the day today brought to you by Exergen. Exergen agrees with a just-released study by the FDA confirming that non-contact thermometers are not accurate and that their labels contain false information. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen thermometers backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. So the big story of the day is Russia, no doubt about that. Biden yesterday, by the way, called Peter Ducey of Fox News a stupid SOB. I'll tell you about that as the show progresses as well. But, you know, Biden's a nasty guy, and he's a nasty guy under a lot of pressure with bad poll numbers. And he likes to pretend that he's this, you know, fatherly grandpa figure who can heal the nation. And that's not who Joe Biden is. He's always been a nasty guy. It's given people very personal put downs. And it's just the real Joe Biden comes out. They can package him up. They can put words on a teleprompter. But the minute the teleprompter shuts off, the real Joe Biden comes out. And you saw it last week with Jackie Heinrich. when he said she asked a stupid question, and yesterday with Peter Ducey when he said, what a stupid SOB. It's just who Joe Biden is. He's a mean guy. He always has been a mean guy. And it's just funny because they packaged him last year as he was running for president, or the year before, as, you know, grandpa in the basement who's going to heal the nation and bring everybody together, and the kind old man who's not going to say mean tweets and everything like this. Well, first of all, the guy doesn't know how to use Twitter. That's number one. But if he did, his tweets would be as nasty as his words. I mean, you know, so you don't have you can't read mean tweets, but you can hear what the guy says when the real Joe Biden comes out, whether it's calling that guy on the campaign trail fat and challenging him to do push-ups, or yesterday with Peter Ducey. I mean, this is Joe Biden. He's a nasty guy. He always has been. But this is the thing about in American politics today, we package people up and we try to airbrush them and say, this is who he is. Look, here's grandpa. He's going to heal America. America does not feel healed. America does not feel united. And America is very worried right now. Very worried about inflation, very worried about the cost of groceries, very worried about possible war with Russia. I mean, these are very big worries for people right now. And the stock market has been worried, too. Now, there was a rally at the end of the day yesterday, but it's so unpredictable right now. People don't know what today's going to bring or what tomorrow's going to bring. I mean, nobody knows. And in the middle of all this, you know, we've been told that the most pressing, urgent issue in our lives is COVID. I got news for you. Most people don't agree with that anymore. You know, most people have moved on. They're vaccinated and boosted, or they're not, and they're not going to be, and that's the end of it, and they've just moved on with their lives. And they're going out, they're living their lives, they're going to work, they're going to bars and restaurants, they're seeing their friends and family, they're flying to Disney World, they're doing all the things again. And the administration still acts like it is what everybody is paranoid about, and it's not. There are things that people are worried about, though, as you know, and they include feeding their families, how they're going to be able to afford grocery bills that are $400 for a week, at least, maybe more, how they're going to find certain things. The fact that they just yesterday came out and said gas prices are about to rise again. And then, of course, violence, crime in American cities, and the violence that's ensuing across America. And Ducey got into an exchange with Jen Psaki about this yesterday. And his point was a very good one. He said, well, you know, you keep saying everybody's COVID, but I mean, isn't this also a concern to Americans? Isn't this also a public health issue? The rising crime in America, cops getting shot and killed, citizens getting shot in the crossfire, little kids getting shot and killed in the crossfire. I mean, isn't this also a pressing concern? Isn't this a public health issue? And of course, Snarks is all, you know, snarky with it. It's all, you know, blaming the guns and not people. But I think people have had it. I mean, I really do. I think people have had it. And now we're looking at Pennsylvania for the race coming up. And before you know it, it's going to be here. I mean, before you know it, it's going to be November and midterm elections. In fact, later in the show, we're going to talk to somebody from the RNC who's on the ground in Pennsylvania, because they think Pennsylvania is going to be a good state for pickups in the House, the Senate race, the governor's race, and the lieutenant governor's race as well. So that's good news. That's really good news. You got some great candidates out there in all three levels, working very hard, traveling the state, trying to win those votes, and they're working hard. And, you know, I think, too, it's also something about the Democrats have realized now that siding with the teachers union on the school issue was a dumb idea. And parents are now realizing that their kids are suffering in so many different levels, and they know the kind of policies the Democrats are going to keep in place. So the other major concern, and I would argue, is schools being remote. And kids still being in masks and all the other nonsense that we're dealing with. And, you know, Biden stands up there and he goes, 95% of schools are open. That 5% represents thousands and thousands of children who are still at home and not in the classroom. Tens of thousands of them. I mean, that's a real problem. And I think parents have had it with that, too. So I think all these issues are traversing at one time. And I think it's part of the reason why the ever cranky Joe Biden is being extra cranky Joe Biden. 855-839-1210. Listen, IRS season is here. There's a new story now how the IRS is going to make you show a selfie if you want to access your returns. I mean, they're just relentless, aren't they? If you owe them money, you need to deal with this because they're never going to give up. It seems like no matter what, whether it's COVID or something else, the IRS still manages to find a way to come after people who owe them money. So if you owe them money, if you owe them payroll taxes, if you haven't filed returns, reach out to Charles Montesino. He is the tax problem solver, 877-257-1040. He is a certified public accountant and certified tax resolution specialist, one of fewer than 150 in the entire country with both designations. He can help both individuals and businesses. So whether you have a balance you cannot pay, you haven't filed tax returns, or you are being audited, you need to call the Tax Problem Solver at 877-257-1040. He's the Tax Problem Solver because he solves tax problems. He's located in South Jersey, only 20 minutes from the bridges. So call him today at 877-257-1040, 877-257-1040, or taxproblemsolved.com.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, it's Dawn. You've heard me talk a lot about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. I'm so excited to share with you that we got these three beautiful new patio doors installed. All last week, yesterday, the guys were there finishing up. Stunning. It's such a game changer in our home when you walk in. So one of the doors, when you walk into the foyer, it's this awesome double sliding door with two doors that slide open in the middle. So the foyer looks like this wall of beautiful glass windows, but they're actually doors that look like French doors, except they're sliders with the double screens. It's stunning. I can't even, I'll text out some pictures of it, but we're so excited. And then the other two walk out to the other sides of the patio. But it's a game changer. It's a new space and opening up all this light into our foyer and into our home. We love it. It's so exciting. And Ron and Mike and John, all the guys were so great. Just did a beautiful job. Meticulous work. Their 4,000 square foot design center has so many product choices, and it made my selection easy. And of course, Denise worked with me. I just fell in love with this one door. Had to have it. And there is a Chapman difference, a difference when I walk into my house every day now. Meticulous work, outstanding service, high quality products, and really product knowledge. The expertise of the Chapman family team. They know what they're doing, and they listen to me. They're going to listen to you. Just call or give a text right now, 610-431-8898, 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Chapman, the name I trust. And the name you can trust in your home. Tell them Dawn sent you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This will shock you. I know. This will shock you. Because woke, you know, usually woke is so profitable for companies, but not so much here. New December comic book sales data appears to show that readers are, yes, you guessed it, rejecting the woke changes to Superman. Shocking, I know. 855-839-1210. The latest data featuring comic book sales from December appear to show that readers are rejecting DC Comics' woke changes to Superman. I'm not surprised by this. First, they replaced Clark Kent with his son, Jonathan Kent, as Superman. And then they made him, you know, bi. And they confirmed in October that John Kent had phoned for a reporter, this time a guy named Jay, instead of Lois Lane. Anyway, this is what happens when the comics go woke and they put woke over story quality and they put woke over adherence to the character and that sort of thing. They wind up losing sales. Nobody should be shocked by this, of course, but this is what happens all the time. They don't understand. Woke does not equal sales. Woke does not help. This notion that corporations, and they do this all the time, they're gonna tap into some market here by going woke. It doesn't work for them. It doesn't. And, you know, I mean, shocking. Meanwhile, if you think of a show or something that's not woke and doesn't try to be woke, it's just killing it, that would be Yellowstone, which is now was the highest rated show in its fourth season. Huge, huge. And forcing Hollywood to pay attention to it, finally, the critics. Not that Yellowstone fans really care if it wins awards or not. In fact, it's kind of the thing. They don't need it to. They don't want it to. But You know, it's still at some point, I think, maybe, possibly, companies will realize this. Woke does not equal money. It doesn't. It doesn't. You might make people happy on Twitter with hashtags. You're going to get a day or two of free publicity over whatever little woke changes you're making, but you're not going to, you know, it's not going to help you in the long run. It's not. Making Superman buy is not going to help you sell things. It's just not. It's just not. I mean, because people see what it is. They see it as a cheap publicity stunt. They see it as something designed to make more money for them, and they see right through it. And it's nothing to do with, you know, I mean, this is the thing. It's the year 2022. This isn't groundbreaking anymore. No, none of this is considered groundbreaking. Nobody thinks this is bold and courageous. Everybody thinks it's just stupid. You know, maybe if this was 40 years ago or something, people might, wow, it's really bold. But I mean, who cares at this point? No one cares. And that's the problem, is that no one cares. And then, of course, the other problem with Superman is they changed the slogan, of course, to try to appease China. They went from truth, justice, and the American way, which was an iconic saying for Superman forever. You know, Superman used to say, I stand for truth, justice, and the American way. Of course, in the original Superman, the movie, there is Clark Kent, and when he becomes Superman, and he says that, it's a great moment. It's a great moment. Christopher Reeves, it's just awesome. Then they do that stupid Superman Returns movie in 2005 with Brandon Routh playing Superman. And then what they do in the movie to subtly drop that is the Perry White character, played by Frank Langella, who's a great actor. But the line that he says is he goes, I want to know everything. I want to know this. I want to know that. Does he still stand for truth, justice, all that stuff? That was their way of kind of dropping the American way. But Superman has always been an American character, to the point of there actually was a red Superman comic where Superman, it's what if Superman's ship had landed in Russia instead of the United States? If it had landed in the Soviet Union and he'd been raised by Russians and then believed he was, you know, fighting for communism. It's called Red Sun. It's a great comic. It's actually, they made an adaptation of it recently, which I think you can see on Warner Brothers and HBO Max, if I'm not mistaken. It's really good. Because it's a whole thing. I mean, if Superman fought for the American way of life, but his ship had landed in the Soviet Union instead of the Kents finding him, Jonathan and Martha Kent finding him and adopting him and raising him, if he had been found by, you know, Boris and Natasha and then raised up to fight for communism and the Marxist-Leninist way of life, it's a great concept. But that's the point. Superman has always been an American superhero, red, white, and blue. It's like his thing. But when they drop that truth, justice, and a better tomorrow, it sends a message for two things. Number one, you're taking an iconic character who is really ours, and you're dropping that so that you can appease, I guess, China, who hates our way of life. And then you got to think to yourself too, like, why? I mean, why do we hate our way of life? I mean, we don't put people in concentration camps like the Chinese do with the Uyghurs. We don't put people in forced labor like the Chinese Communist Party does, but we'll change our slogans to make them happy, to appease them. For what purpose exactly? They also have Superman. One of the new character points. Superman joins other heroes on the cover of Kal-El number 7 to fight for, of course, climate change, and he joins with other students and he's holding a sign that says "School Strike for Climate." Because Superman's going to fight for a better tomorrow, which includes, of course, climate change. You see what I mean about how stupid this is? And then they wonder why the sales are down. Readers aren't into this. They're not. But this is the thing, though. It's also too about the rejecting of what is something that is so consequential. It's like if you took Batman and turned him from being a vigilante and a detective and turned him into, you know, a social worker who goes out there and tries to convince criminals to get the help they need, that would crash and burn, rightfully so, faster than the stupid bat nipples with George Clooney, because it's not the character, it's not what it stands for, it's not who he is. But in the name of woke, you know, Hollywood is no original ideas anymore. We'll try to do this stupid stuff. At some point, maybe they'll learn their lesson. I don't think they will, because I think for them it's less about making something successful and it's more about proving a point. You know, to brag that we've changed truth, justice, and the American way to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow, because we don't want our American. I mean, how dare we tell the world how to live? How dare we tell the world with all of our freedom how they should live? How dare we tell China how they should treat, you know, religious minorities, for example? Who are we to tell them? And that's why all these people, of course, are trying to get to the United States of America, because we're such a horrible, horrible place. In an interview with IGN, the comic, the writer, elaborated the quest for John and for a creative team is, what should a new Superman fight for today? Can a 17-year-old Superman battle giant robots while ignoring the climate crisis? Of course not. He then detailed that Superman's not just a climate activist, but he's also an activist for illegal immigrants as well. Can someone with super sight and superhero ignore injustices beyond his borders? Can he ignore the plight of asylum seekers? With all these woke changes happening back-to-back, DC Comics put out a press release claiming that they had unprecedented orders for Superman, Son of Kal-El number 5. The company wrote, following the news of the upcoming reveal of John Kent coming out as bisexual in issue number 5, global fan excitement has led to more orders for the upcoming issue than the series' debut issue. Previous estimates for the book sale showed it was in the gutter, with claiming the first book of Superman, Son of Kal-El, had only sold 68,800 issues back in July when it first debuted. That was good for the 17th best-selling comic of the month. The most recent data compiled reveals that the book's third issue only sold 34,000 copies in September. That was good for the 77th best-selling comic of the month. Now, the 68,800 number for the first issue of the new woke Superman series is even worse when you compare it to a previous Superman number one issue. When the series was rebooted, when Brian Michael Bendis took over the title back in 2018, Superman number one sold 133,700 copies. In June of 2016, when DC Comics relaunched their entire line with DC Rebirth, Superman Rebirth number one sold 118,500 copies. So now you think about that for a moment. You think about that contrasted with the first issue of The Woke, which was the highest one sold of the series of The Woke Superman, 68,800. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Sales tracking website explains the data set is unit and dollar sales ranking based on sales tracked at point of sale by the Comic Hub system at stores selling American comics around the world. Superman Son of Kal-El did hit the sixth most sold comic book for the month of November, but it still didn't beat out the likes of Batman and Dark Knights of Steel. The data reveals that it was a one-time gimmick, as the book did not show up in the top 50 chart when looking at total units of Superman comics sold. The flagship Superman book at DC Comics is not on a top 50 comic books, only 5 issues in. So the Superman Son of Kal-El, which recently featured the return of Lex Luthor, hoping that they were going to try to turn things around, didn't do anything to help. The numbers are terrifying. There's been a lot of speculation about the health of DC Comics. No, nothing is nothing quite says you're screwed like this, said one comic book observer. In terms of health of the company, this is a disaster for them to not even break the top 50 DC titles. Of the top 50 DC titles, 48 of them are Batman books. You know what I think, too? If you think about it, what is Batman but a crime-fighting, ass-kicking vigilante at a time in America when people feel like America's under siege? It's why I think the Batman movie is going to do very, very well, because he's just an all-out vigilante. He's not, there's no nipples, there's no funny, you know, bat, like even the Michael Keaton Batman movies back then did some silly stuff. Like, they had at one point, he had a CD that he uses, and it's got the bat symbol on the CD. Like, why? You know what I mean? Like, a vigilante's not going to take the time out of his crime-fighting days to actually put the bat symbol on his CDs. Like, there were some silly moments like that. This movie's just flat out, Batman goes out there and just beats criminals to a pulp, a bloody, bloody pulp. And think about that. In this age of wokeism and the age of defund the police and everything else, Batman's doing better than ever. The guy that's going out there and jumping off rooftops to beat criminals within an inch of their life, and sometimes with no life at all, is doing better than the Man of Steel, who's now the woke Man of Steel, who's now fighting to help illegal immigrants cross into Texas. I don't know what other evidence I could offer you of how woke doesn't help. It only hurts. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. All right, a lot to talk about. I'll give you the latest on the Russia situation, everything that's going on the Ukraine border. How close are we to war here? Should we be worried? Don't go away.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule.
855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. We are watching the situation in Ukraine. Troops poised on the border, obviously. Biden is now ratcheting up the tensions. Putin ratcheting up the tensions. It's going to be a very, very difficult situation for the world, no doubt, if we're not careful. But I want to, my prediction, though, about Batman, you can mark it down because I'm going to be right on this. Batman's going to do very well, the movie, the Batman. It's going to do well. You'll see. I'm right about this. Even with that Robert Pattinson in it, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be good. You're going to take the boys to see it, Dawn. It's going to be some, you know, Batman's going to kick some ass.
Definitely.
So you'll see. You'll see what I mean.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson's a great actor, too. I know he has the stigma of Twilight on him, but he has some really good movies. He was in Tenet recently, the Christopher Nolan movie.
You're right. He's a good actor, but it's the whole Twilight thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Those stupid, dumb teenage vampire love story movies that I never saw.
We saw another... oh, I see what you did there. Nice.
What?
You mocked my... Okay.
I mocked what?
Yeah. No, because you never saw Twilight, right? I saw one of them, and I didn't like...
Well, I think that people... I mean, I'm actually backing up your point. He's got stink of those movies on him, and that's the problem for him.
Sorry.
Maybe this will shed that for him. Maybe he will, wind up... because, I mean... But, you know, he's not like a manly-looking guy. I mean, he's just not,
No.
So maybe in this one he'll look that way. I don't know.
I hope. We saw another preview for it when my wife and I went to saw Scream over the weekend, and it just looks... I think it's the final trailer, I'm assuming, because it's coming out... In March, end of March, or beginning March. March 4th, I think. So, it sounded even better in the theaters. So, definitely a mark to see it in the theaters, not wait for it to come out on streaming or whatever it's going to come out on.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it's an action movie. I mean, every scene has got action, people getting beat up and cars crashing and guns firing. I mean, it's a real action movie, no doubt about it. That happens to have a Batman in it, which is cool, which I think is the way to go. I really do. Because I think it's the times we're living in. And people are angry. People are mad. It'll reflect the times. This is not a time for leotards and, driving in the convertible in the middle of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not a time for the underwear to be outside the pants, if you know what I mean.
You're not concerned that it's a 3-hour movie?
No, I'm not, because I think in these days too, you gotta get your money's worth,
Yeah.
Gotta get your money's worth, but if it ever comes to a point where Batman becomes a social worker, he like goes up to criminals and tries to convince them to get therapy or something, then I'll be out. Then I'll be done. Then you can I'll check out in that sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think it's gonna be good. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be really good, but I need something to look forward to, and if I can't have spring training and go to Florida, then it'll be to watch Batman. So,
yeah.
And maybe drink Pappy Van Winkle while I'm watching Batman. It'd be like the dream coming true. All right, so how worried do we have to be about Russia, and why are people stealing catalytic converters? I'll tell you about that as well. Plus, if Biden is now identifying units to deploy up to 50,000 troops, what does that mean for the world? And you've heard about the idea of FBI informants being part of January 6th. Well, their role is complicating the Michigan governor kidnapping case. I'll tell you why FBI informants are now causing the government great concern as that trial gets underway. Don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.